I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Bells ringing today at a Russian Orthodox church in Moscow. They were bells of mourning. Patriarch Alexei II, leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, died today at the age of 79. Alexei was born in Estonia and rose to become the most powerful figure in the Russian Orthodox Church, the biggest of the Eastern Orthodox churches. He became patriarch in 1990, and after the Soviet Union collapsed, he oversaw the church's resurgence in Russia. The World's religion editor, Jane Little, says Patriarch Alexei's influence extended beyond theology.
He was a very powerful political figure, and testament to that is the reaction from politicians in Russia. We've had Vladimir Putin saying that this was a great loss, and the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, has cancelled a planned trip to Italy to return. So he was a very powerful figure within the church and within the state.
In Russia, is the patriarch kind of the Russian equivalent of the Pope?
He certainly wouldn't have thanked you for making that suggestion. There were very frosty relations with the Catholic Church.
Why?
Well, it's about poaching souls. That was the big accusation that Patriarch Alexei made against Pope John Paul II. They did not have a good relationship. And in fact, the Patriarch thwarted the late Pope's big dream of visiting Moscow. He basically said, look, the Catholic Church is making inroads into our territory. This is Orthodox territory. Get out. There was very tense relations, but recently it's thawed somewhat. And in fact, Pope Benedict expressed his condolences and said he was profoundly saddened by this death. So there was a thaw.
Since he died earlier today, a lot has been said already in the press about the growing proximity between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Russian state. What does that mean specifically, though?
Well, to put it in historical context, under the Tsar, before the Bolshevik Revolution, the Russian Orthodox Church was known as the handmaiden of the state. It was its ideological wing and was often used as a propaganda tool. In fact, under the Soviet Union, it was persecuted a lot. Lenin and Stalin, to varying degrees at different times, persecuted priests. They either closed churches, stripped them of their gilded domes, or turned them into museums of atheism. At other times, they used the church as a propaganda tool, like during the Second World War against the Nazis. So it's alternately been cast out in the cold or brought back in whenever it suited the state. In the 1990s, it's become very close to the state again, very closely ideologically aligned with the political leadership, and difficult to imagine this man having risen to the position he was in without political influence. In fact, some suggest that he had close connections with the KGB. That has been denied by the church hierarchy.
And with two-thirds of Russia's 142 million people as its flock, this makes the Russian Orthodox Church the world's largest Orthodox Church. I guess what I'd like to know is what would, you know, average Russians have to say about their own freedom of religion these days, especially in respect to this dominance of the Russian Orthodox Church? I mean, is it getting to be kind of an oppressive atmosphere if you practice anything other than Russian Orthodoxy, or if you don't want to practice anything at all?
Well, it's a checkered scene. I mean, under Patriarch Alexei, there was a huge flourishing of the Orthodox faith, and now there are some 100 million, which is about 70% of the population of Russia, counted as members. But he also pushed a 1997 law on religious freedom that acknowledged a few other religions like Islam and Buddhism. They've done fine. However, if you are a Protestant sect, as they're often called, Baptists, also Jehovah's Witnesses, have been under a lot of pressure and would claim to have been persecuted in this era. So certainly it's a very mixed picture.
The World's Religion editor, Jane Little, thank you.
Thank you.